We're in the middle of Reish Yud. We're up to Sif Beis. So yesterday and the day before, we did Reish Yud Sif Aleph. Just a few additions. So we spoke out the sugya of hot tea and hot coffee. So there is, we said, an opinion that says, okay, so first of all, there's a machlokes if drinks is kadesh dias revias, which is a couple of seconds, or kadesh dias pras. And over and above that, there's an opinion that if it's normal to drink it very, very slowly, that the shear would be even longer than kadesh dias pras. So, lamaisa, the psak of the Mishabura is the best thing to do is to leave over, you know, 3 ounces and drink at the end quickly. If one does not do that, one should not make a bracha chorani. Even though when you go through the svarim, there's a very long list of very big people who were mekel. I don't know if they were mekel in terms of more than kedachilas pras, but when you combine those two ideas of it's normal to drink it slowly, and anyway there's a shita, including the gra, that drinks go by kedachilas pras, even though normally we don't follow that opinion, but over here there's more room to follow that opinion. Nonetheless, the bottom line is better not to. So the bottom line is, if a person is drinking it slowly, he should not make a bracha. Then I tried to get some clarity in what's considered a solid and what's considered a liquid, because this is stuff that comes up all the time. So one book, I was very disappointed. They quote Shlomo Zalman as saying that it's a liquid.
What is it? Ice cream
and ices, yeah, that it's a liquid. Once that's a din of a liquid, you're not going to make a bracha chana, because you can't eat it quickly enough. And then they, in the back of the sefer, have stuff from Rosh Hashanah Zalman. And there, they bring the Rosh Hashanah Zalman saying the exact opposite. So I've read through 4 times, maybe my eyes aren't seeing straight, maybe I'm tired, maybe my brain's not, like, I don't get it. Here he's in the back of the book, he brings Rosh Hashanah Zalman saying that it's a solid. And in the main part of the sefer, he says it's a liquid, no bracha chorna. That's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman said. That's not what he brought down in the back of the book from Rosh Hashanah Zalman. So what's going on here? So it's interesting. They brought down other. So we spoke yesterday. The chasam made a comment. Do you have to make a bracha in the middle of the meal if it's a liquid? So I was thinking in terms of, I think you still have to make a bracha in the middle of the meal. I might still make a bracha in the middle of the meal.
What?
On these things. Let's say ice cream. So he wanted to say in the svarim they brought down. I was thinking, we don't make brachas on drinks in the middle of the meal. But it's not a drink, this is a dessert. Whatever form it is, who cares? It's a dessert. But he was coming from a different angle. Let's say it's a Shabbos meal. And let's say you made Kiddush. And let's say you drank a lot of wine. So the drinks are covered by the wine. So is ice cream, if ice cream considered a drink, should be covered by the wine. This is a salad, it's not going to be covered by the wine. So here he wrote down in the back of the book from Shlomo Zalman, that it's a solid, and it's not, even if you drink wine at the Shabbos meal, it's not included in the bracha on the wine. What Piskei Teshuvos brought down, which, again, is I'm trying to get clarity. I'm trying to get clarity because everyone says something else. So
the bottom line is the dessert. If it's a solid, it's covered by hamotzi. If it's a liquid, it's covered by wine.
No, if the apple is also a solid, it's not covered by hamotzi.
It's dessert.
It's dessert, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Agreed. Yes, agreed. But if it's a liquid, then you know, if it's a dessert, it won't be covered by the bread, it'll be covered by the wine. Maybe. If I knew it was coming, if I had a mind, why not? Okay. If it's instead of liquid. What I saw from Piskei Teshuvos, to me, makes sense. It's a very complicated sugya. It involves Tumah and Tahara and whatever. Piskei Teshuvos wanted to say, it was sort of what we said yesterday. If right now it's in a solid form and you got to bite it or you got to do something to it, you can't just drink it, so then it's a solid. If it's something you can just drink, there's certain like yogurts and puddings, and again, I don't eat any of that stuff, so I don't really understand it, but I see people, they take something that looks like a yogurt or a pudding, they shake it, and they drink it. So if it's something that you drink, so then it's never liquid. If it's something that you have to bite, you know, so now ice cream is a little bit, there's 2 types of ice cream, soft ice cream, hard ice cream. So hard ice cream, it sounds like, according to this, is going to be a solid. Soft ice cream, you know, which you could drink with a straw, and as soon as it goes in your mouth, it's already not there anymore. You don't have to bite it. You don't have to do anything to it. So there, that could be, that is considered a liquid. Again, the major nafkamina for us every year is in terms of how much time you have to consume it to make a bracha achrona. If it's considered liquid, you're never going to make a bracha achrona. If it's a solid, you will, because you know, 4 minutes is enough time to eat a kazayis. Also, it's a liquid, you need much, much more, because a revius is 3 times a kazayis. Now, in terms of this kazayis business, there's a whole arichos. It's a volume. It's not a weight. But it's hard to measure things nowadays in terms of volume. I'm sure in those days it was also hard. So a lot of svarim bring down like measurements in terms of weight because it's like a good estimation. But the bottom line, kazayis is a nefach. It's a volume. Let's leave it at that. Okay. Reish Yud Sif Beis. Okay. Next week we'll start fresh, hopefully. Reish Yud Aleph. Reish Yud Aleph is the simon when you go on dates and the father-in-law sits you down with a plate of fruit and wants to know which broth you make first. Okay, we'll say that for next week. It's very exciting. Very exciting. Sugya simon. Okay. Reish Yud Sif Beis is based on the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says that mat emes eina tzricha bracha. The cook who's tasting the food does not need to bake a bracha on the food. Then it says one who is fasting is allowed to taste the food and there's no problem. And then Ravami and Ravasi say you can taste up to a sheer revius. The question is, what does it mean you're tasting the food and it doesn't need a bracha? Does tasting the food mean you're putting it in your mouth and then you're spitting it out? And once you put it in your mouth, your taste buds are able to taste if it's good or it's not good, too salty, not salty enough, whatever. Okay, so then we can understand it. It's not a bracha. You didn't eat it. You didn't put it in your mouth and spit it out. So that Tosis brings down from the rach. That's a famous shittas rach that you're spitting it out. But once you swallow it, forget it. You have to make a bracha. It's not called tasting anymore. It's called eating, and you have to make a bracha. However, they bring down the Rif and the Rambam, which is not so explicit, but they bring down sheets of Rif and Rambam, is that even if you're swallowing it, there's no bracha. Meaning, we look at your kavana when you quote unquote tasting that food. If your kavana is, oh, this is good food, I think I'll eat a little bit of it, make sure it tastes good. But if you're the cook and you're really tasting it just to see, but you're swallowing it, but you're tasting it not because you're hungry, not just because you want to see. If it needs more spices, you want to see as part of cooking. How common? I assume that's somewhat common. I don't know. Ask the cooks and that. I don't know. So according to that, you know, that's the riff of the Rambam. So it turns out even though you're swallowing the food, you're still not going to make a bracha. Unless you eat a certain amount, and that the Ad Shir Revius whole discussion that we showed him, what's that going on? Ad Shir Revius. According to your friend Rambam, it's very smooth. You can taste a little bit of the soup or the chon, whatever it is that you're making, to make sure it tastes good, not too spicy, not too salty, not too this, not too that. No bracha. But once you eat Revius, it's already not called tasting, it's called eating, and then for sure you have to make a bracha. So both of these are actually brought down Lahalachim Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. Hatoim es hatavshil eino tzarech levarech ad revius va'afilu imhu bol'o. So the Mechaber is going with the way he understands the Rif and the Rambam. Makes sense. Rif and Rambam. So going to the Mechaber, even if you're swallowing the food, if your kavana is to taste the food, unless you eat a significant amount of food, you're not going to make a bracha. It's a little bit wild. But that's what comes out of the Gemara according to Rif and Rambam. Then the Mechaber brings down the Yesh Omer. And Yesh Omer, that's the Rach. Shemu Bolo Tom Bracha. Once you're swallowing it, then there's no leeway. You need to break a bracha on a koshu. V'lo Pachu Esat Toeim Elekeshechozer Apoli. The whole heter, or I don't know if heter is the right word, but the Gemara that talks about the one who tastes food does not need to make a bracha. That's only if you spit it out. You don't swallow it. V'az Afilo Harvei Not Tzarech Bracha. And then even if you eat a lot, even more than Revius, then you don't need a bracha. So we have, hold on, we have a Stam and a Yesh Omer. So it sounds like according to the Mechaber, the Iker Shita is that even if you're swallowing it, you don't need to make a bracha. It is, l'maisa, a big machlokes Rishonim, And the Ramah basically agrees with the Psak of the Mechaber. I don't know mitam psak and mitam suffik, but the Ramah says agav suffik brachos lahakel. It means because there are opinions, different Rambam heavy hitters, who say that you're trying to taste the fruit to see if it's good, and no bracha. So then, if you do make a bracha, it's a bracha vatala according to them. So the Ramah is also that's the ikashit of the Mechaber and mitam suffik brachos lahakel. The Ramah agrees. Let's see the Mishabur Sifkata and Yugemo. Hatzoin. The Alpha God does the Hanos Min Olam Azeh Below Bracha. I feel the kosher, even though you're not allowed to benefit from this world, even a kosher without a bracha. Bein Ba'achil, Bein B'Shtir, whether it comes to eating or drinking. Hayru Kishim Echavi Lech Over Lishto. So that's when your kavana is to eat or drink. Have a hacha, but over here, Shein Kavanos Alitom Leidam Tzach Melach Otavan doesn't need more salt, doesn't need more pepper. So therefore, ein tzach bracha lo lefanev lo lacharei. You're not going to need a bracha, not before, not after. The not after is not so significant, because in any way you're not going to make a bracha chrona, because you didn't have a revius. Once you have a revius, we already said that's called eating, and you are going to make a bracha chrona. Va'afilim ocha kses me'amachal achar ha'bishol. So even if it's already cooked, and there's not so much to do about it, I don't know why that's true, but she'ein b'chot v'asakin asa ma'achal. You want to know if it's good. I don't know. He seems to say like salt is not going to help so much after you cook it, only while you're cooking it. Lay there. Dan came with Sadim El Rabba from Gadim the Gamzo Bechlal to Ima Achrei She'in Kavanaso L'Shem Achilas. Kavana is to see how what the food tastes like, and that's okay. Okay, now this is fascinating. I was very excited. I had a kasha. There seemed to be a contradiction here in the Mishabura. Okay, but I don't know what to do with it. And then I was looking at Zosa Bracha to get some of the more of, like we just discussed in Sif Aleph, and he pointed out this contradiction. I was very excited. Look in the Shara Tzion Ois Lamed. V'im kavanosu l'ti'im avagam le'honos mizeh. Let's say your intention is both. You know, you want to see if it needs sugar, salt, whatever, but you also want to enjoy what you're eating. So it says Yesh La'ayin, the Tzarachin, V'lechor Raya Mil'el Reish Dal Ches, the Tzarach Levarach. You could bring a Raya, perhaps, from Reish Dal Ches, that you need a bracha. Over there it talks about, we spoke about if you're eating something for medicinal purposes, but you're also enjoying it. So their medicine that tastes good, you make a bracha on. So then he said, "Well, Bama tells him shiny, but that's really different. Because there, even if you're not intending to benefit, you're only taking it for medicinal purposes. But the medicine tastes good, so you have to make a bracha. And that's not necessarily the case over here, because over here you don't make a bracha if you're not intending to enjoy it just to taste it. However, he seems to conclude mechayadim mashma de tzarach levarach. Mechayadim is mashma that you do need." I should have looked the Chayadim up inside. I did not. Sounds like what he's saying is that the case that he's clearing, which is you're eating it for with two intentions. One is to taste it, see if it needs more salt, and one is to enjoy it. So then, and his question is, you need a bracha? So it sounds like from the Chayadim that it does need a bracha. You guys put that on hold. We're going to come back to that. Mishmas have gotten Yedalit, Ad Revius, Ad Bechlal. Once you have more than up to Revius, you're still not going to make a bracha. Okay, we're not so very hard, right? It's more of an exact Revius. We're not able to be so exact. But once it's more than Revius, came to Anah Yisera, since it's a lot of Anah, it's a lot of food, Choshiv, Kemoshim, Miskavim, Achila. Even though you're the cook, and maybe you say that you're tasting it to see what the soup tastes like, but that's already called Miskavim, Achila. Mishmas Katan Tes Vav. I feel him bol o. According to the first opinion, the Rif and Rambam, no bracha even if you swallow it. Imu pole, but if he's spitting it out, muta feel biosim revias bli bracha gam deazu. So the up to revias business really only fits into the opinion that you're swallowing it. Because if you're spitting it out, you're not going to have to make a bracha. Tes Zayin. Okay, now we have a Yesh Omrim that once he's swallowing it, needs a bracha. Afilu b'kol shehu. Mishmasiv Katan Tazayin. Tom Bracha, Fila Bakalcha, even on a little bit. Because once it gets into your stomach, and your stomach's enjoying it, so you have to make a bracha. That's also, I think we may have mentioned, yes, the whole discussion. The bracha, is it on the enjoyment that you have in your mouth, or the enjoyment you have in your belly? Not to get into the graphic. Nafkamina is not so politically correct. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sivkata Yizayim, spitting it out. Once you're spitting it out, that is permissible, you know, bracha. You're putting it in your mouth to taste it, but you're spitting it out. You only have the hana from your palate, from your mouth, from the tasha that you tasted, or from the food that you chew. It talks about smoking.
Smoking.
If you make a bracha on smoke, also she knows the asif shikar and tabak. The talk shvefer madikin also they light tabak. This one is tobacco. V'shoavin ha'asham b'fiim and they inhale the smoke. Nistapik among yirvam is they have a kitoy mupoli. Is that like what's the status? Is that like tasting and spitting it out? V'acher mechidu v'pshitish in the bracha al ishen ha'tabak hazeh. There's no bracha on smoking. Smoking, most poskim say, is usher even during the week. For sure, I'm not. Okay. Leaving out any chametz shaylos that come up every year. Okay. Va'az afil al har be'inotach bracha. So, Mishabosif got the yurches. This is another example. I don't know how common this is. Haloe satino, when you choose something for the baby. I don't know if that's common or not. So if someone is chewing food for a baby, because it's hard for the baby to chew, so the mother does not have to make a bracha on that food because she's not swallowing it. Usafik brachas lahaka hainu. Okay, mishabura sifkatan yud tes. The conclusion of the Rama is usafik brachas lahaka hainu. Ba'afilu imu boleya lo yivara. So what comes out? So when you learn the sugya like this from the Gemara, it's like, can't imagine that you're swallowing food and not making a bracha, but that's what comes out of the Mechaber and the Rama. You're not going to make a bracha, so that's what he says. Afilu imu boleya lo yivarech. Even if he swallows, should not make a bracha. Kevin shein kavanoso la'achila. Ukesvar rishona. Since his kavan is not la'achila, but rather for tzimah to see if it needs more salt, just like the first svara, which was the stam opinion of the Mechaber, no bracha. Minei hamagin avram cholek al shulchan aruch v'harama. So both Mechaber and Rama again, both say, even though he's swallowing it, no bracha. Magen Avraham disagrees. He wants to say that once you're swallowing it, everyone agrees that you have to make a bracha. Aval, kama achronim echlitim psak Rama. However, a bunch of achronim agree with the psak of the Rama. Du safek bracha v'lo yivarech. What's a safek bracha? Once it's a safek bracha, we apply the real safek bracha, slakel, no bracha. How do we get out of it? Okay, interesting. Says, concludes Simon Reish Yud, Mishabura. If you're a cook and you're planning on tasting your food and you're planning on swallowing it, you should have kavana to enjoy the food and be eating it b'toras achila. So, wait a second. That's exactly what the Sharatzin over here. Basically, had a tzarechin, sharetzin, ois lamid said, what if his kavan is for both? He wants to see if it needs more salt, and he wants to enjoy it. He holds tzarechin. And here, this is the etzah that the Mishnah was giving us to avoid the whole problem. Once his kavan is for both, he make a bracha. But if he wasn't so sure. Now,
but the second one is without the taste.
Hold on a second. So the conclusion of that sharetzin was, mechayadam mashmin the tzarech levarach. The implication of the Chayadam is that if you're a Kavanah for both, then you have to make a bracha. And here, when the Mishmur gives us his bottom line Eitzah, the way out to avoid the whole Machloka, so that for sure you have to make a bracha, according to everybody, you have Kavanah to be Nene. That's the Chayadam. I assume it's the same Chayadam. So, from the fact that the Chayadam gives this Eitzah, you see the Chayadam holds that if you have Kavanah for both, it's okay. It's not really a stira. I was excited when I saw one of the Sfarim pointed it out as a stira, because I also saw it as a stira. But now, looking at it carefully, it's not you know, it's interesting that he starts out as a whole shaila, and then the end throws in, mashma, it's okay, because that's his bottom line over here. You wouldn't expect him to be, you know, over here, not so committal in Sharatin or Islamic. Yeah, what were you saying? Okay, I'll stop you.